Join the conversation via our Twitter handle. It is at Nigeria Info PH, and also on Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. My name is Denise Dennis. This is Hello Port Harcourt on 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. So let's get the ball rolling. The chairman of Port Harcourt City Local Government Area, Orwell Ihunda, says that the council will begin demolition of shanties at the Abonima Wharf today. Now, he said this after a fire outbreak at the Abonima Wharf destroyed shanties and properties worth millions of naira over the weekend. Now, let's listen.
Fire came as a result of storage of coal fire products within the illegal structures situated on the road to the tank farms around this area. From Monday next week, we're going to demolish all the illegal structures on this road, because the illegal structures here are places where they store this illegal pig bunkery product.
Illegal bunkery products as reason for the fire outbreak. Now let's look at the situation here in River State. It's not just peculiar to River State, but because we're in River State, let's start with us here. For over how many weeks, matter of fact, since February, we have been experiencing fuel scarcity. And then we've also been dealing with the clampdown on illegal refined products. Refined oil products in River State. All these are a potpourri of a lot of wahala, if you ask me. People are looking for alternatives as we speak. Sometimes even with the scarcity, there's no money to buy. Then there's no fuel sometimes when the money is available. And we hear that some people have gotten to that point where we experience what we call panic buying. So people are storing up these products in their homes because you never know when you will not be able to get fuel, even with money. So when the money is available, you just want to buy. Now, the issue of modular refineries have been on the front burner for a very, very long time as the solution to the scarcity of fuel. I mean, if we have these people issued license to refine this product, not illegally now, then it will save the day for us, at least. But then again, it's a risk to store these petroleum products at home. And then is a fire outbreak. So it doesn't affect you alone who stores this product, but it will equally affect those around you. Now, there was a fire outbreak. Let's come to that. And properties were affected. Loss of properties. What millions of naira? But the question on our minds is, or the question on my mind, I don't know if it's the same question on your mind, would be, if it is a good enough reason, one person's sin or several persons' sin that caused a fire outbreak, should it be enough reason to want to displace several other people? Now, I do not think, I may be wrong, I do not think that we'll be discussing this issue this morning. That's the issue of demolition, if there was no fire outbreak. So there was a fire outbreak and now the shanties have to be demolished. Where do these people go from here? So the question once again is, the reason given by the chairman of Port Harcourt City Local Government Area for demolishing the shanties that begins today, is it good enough? Is a fire outbreak good enough reason to demolish the shanties at Abonima Wharf? Let's talk. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. Then 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. Yes, I'd like to add, if you live around Abonima Wharf area, please, I would need you at this point to call in and tell us what is happening at Abonima Wharf as we speak before our reporters get there and we're going to get live reports from them. You will be our reporter for today. What's happening at Abonima Wharf as we speak? Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning to you. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Welcome.
Yes, Mr. Zion.
Mr. Zion, you're welcome. Welcome.
I would see the essence and the core process that which demolition is being carried out in River State is obnoxious. It's repugnant and lacks a conduct of good faith. Only the government officials should be careful as they carried out this kind of process. Because of fire in a particular region, you decided to demolish shanties. And we have been having this series of demolition over the period. I think I will not be wrong to promulgate a theory or a school of thought that the government might be, or their fingers might be, who started the fire there.
Oh my gosh.
Sure.
Mrs. Iron, this your theory. I don't think it will fly. I don't think it will fly. But
because
then again,
there is a fire, you are sending people out of their first home, a place they have lived.
But Mrs. Iron, do remember that years ago, it's not the first time that people at that Abonima Wharf area are going to be sent away from that location. I remember during the time of Governor Chibike Orochimi Amaechi, people were sent away from Abonima Wharf.
Since they were sent out of that Abonima Wharf, what is the present state of that Abonima Wharf? What even Abonima, even the one at in Jamazi? What did they do with those parcels of land? Nothing. In short, it's even like a criminal den right now.
Okay.
See, I believe in every growing state, you can't do away with shanties and ghettos. Even in U.S. today, New York, there are ghettos today in New York. So I want to beg the River State government to be magnanimous and to be more efficient in their approach to migrate people for development.
Okay.
When there are no structures, I don't think this so-called demolition is necessary for now.
All right. Thank you very much, Mrs. Iron. We need to go on a commercial break. When we come back, the conversation continues right here on Hello Port Hackett. The numbers once again, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003 and 0817-923-0009. Join the conversation via WhatsApp, via Twitter and via Facebook. WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809-030-6416. Twitter at Nigeria Info PH and Facebook Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Welcome back to the conversation right here on Hello Port Hackett on the talk station of the nation, 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. We're talking Abonima Wharf shanties to be demolished today. And the question is a fire outbreak good enough reason to demolish the shanties at Abonima Wharf? I was able to get through to our correspondent. They say they are like 10 minutes away from Abonima Wharf, so very shortly they will arrive, and I will get them over the phone so we can get the situation report around Abonima Wharf as we speak. So Chairman of Port Harcourt City Local Government Area says the council will begin demolition of shanties at the Abonima Wharf today. He said this after a fire outbreak at the Abonima Wharf destroyed shanties and properties worth millions of naira over the weekend. Now the question is a fire outbreak good enough reason to demolish the shanties at Abonima Wharf? Let's say you live in GRA and there's a fire outbreak at GRA. Would you go and destroy the houses at GRA because of the fire outbreak? I'm just thinking out loud. Let's get your thoughts on the conversation. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Good morning to you, welcome.
This is Dakuku from Abokwe.
Dakuku, you're welcome. Go ahead.
My comment about the fire outbreak at Port Harcourt City because of the illegal concrete. This thing cannot stop. Even for this, our government officials, politicians, their hands are
Yes. All right, Dakuku, thank you very much for calling. I need you to listen to the chairman once again, please.
Fire products within the illegal structures situated. I was meant to understand that the fire came as a result of storage of fire products within the illegal structures situated on the road to the tank farms around this area. From Monday next week, we're going to demolish all the illegal structures on this road because the illegal structures here are places where they store this illegal figure bunkery product.
Destroy all the illegal structures or fish out the particular illegal structure where the storage of these illegally refined products are. Which is a better option? If I discover that people are storing illegal products in house number one, do I have to destroy all the houses on that street? Or I should go to house number one where the illegally stored products are kept? Hello, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, welcome.
My name is Victor.
Victor, you're welcome.
Now, the question, I think, is complicated because this place they want to demolish is a chance. And you are comparing it to a residential environment.
Mm.
I think, if I want to say something here, you see, I hate when we are complicating. Because how will you tell me that you are fighting suit is everywhere, illegal bunkery and the rest of them, and then you see where people store, they didn't say residential house. Hello, you are hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. They didn't say they want to go and scatter where people live. They said this guy, according to him, he said that these people build this chassis and store illegal refining products. So now, if you are saying, okay, we should fight, mind you, let me tell you, there is no right time to scatter this thing. Because if you like, in as much as I don't support when removing people and keep them away from having their house, having their thing, I don't still support where you go and be, because these persons don't live at that very point. They don't live there. Most of them just go and build those places and keep there. And even if you relocate them to a very good place to stay, they will not stay because they like to stay there to do all those illegal business.
Okay, so away from those that... Okay, sorry. Away from those that are actually staying there to store illegally refined products, what about those that are residents there, that is where they live? They are not engaged in any form of illegally refined products. They are not engaged in storage or sale of this illegal refined products, but that is their primary place of living. That is where they live. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I think for me, they should destroy all the things. Because that place was not even meant for people to live. Just that anywhere government have their maybe facilities, you see people just going there to do business, illegal business and all of that. If they were living comfortable, like as we said, nobody would remember them. But for the fact that they have now turned that place into illegal business, there's no excuse rather than to remove them there. Let them go and create space here, because one mistake from any of them will cause big damage that will cause other people's lives. So there is nothing to tell them to stay there for whatever. All of them, that they have their home. They only go there to, you know, do this, their illegal business. So they should leave that place. It's not only in Nigeria that we have poor people. It's not when we want to do something. Hey, poor people. They should get out there. After all that, you know, if you go to America, we have poor people. They don't behave like this. So poverty is not an excuse for you to be doing illegal things. That's my take.
All right. Poverty is not an excuse to engage in illegal activities. Hello, Potakos. Good morning.
Good morning.
Please turn off your radio set. Thank you very much.
Okay. My name is Emmanuel Okubo. I want to really blow my mind on this issue.
Please go ahead.
There is no legality in illegality.
Mm.
As far as what the government chooses to do without giving time for these people to even move their teams, I think people may press charges on that. What they might be doing is illegal, yes, we know. But if you want to take them out, they are all human. We should have a human face while treating our fellow humans.
Mm.
That aside, I want to quickly bring to your attention what is happening with NIN identity cards.
Okay, we're not talking like NIN yourself. At the moment.
No, just take it and make another point of discussion anytime, please. I don't have another time, I may call you and get you.
Okay, we can address that when we are... Hello. Let's not digress from the current conversation, okay? Wednesdays, first hour, 9 a.m., we usually have eyewitness reports. So if this thing you're about to share with us is something of public importance, then that will be a good enough time for you to do so, please. Okay?
9 o'clock today, right?
No, 9 o'clock on Wednesday morning for eyewitness reports, please. All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
I think what the chairman said will not bring a permanent solution to the poor fire and illegal concrete real estate. For instance, I have lived in an area, where most of those chances were destroyed. Today, we have another form of storage. Sometimes some people store their own in their houses. What solution have they also provided for people that are involved in panic buying of petroleum?
Hello, are you still there? Hello? I think the network disconnected the other caller. Sorry about that. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
Yeah, my name is G.I.S.
G.I., welcome.
And I'm calling you from Rokboko.
Welcome.
I think some of these reactions from government, the people, comes as a result of any government that has failed. When a government has failed on each aspect of provisions to the society, to the masses, that is what you tend to see. I don't see a difference between what Putin is doing and what that local government chairman wants to do. Yes, I've heard some persons that illegality cannot stand when illegality is there.
Mm.
But what we're saying is this. Illegality in an environment is based on a particular person. Now it's been affecting all every other structures around. What is there in the provision and as many as possible that has indulged into themselves in such a thing, why don't you arrest them? This is a failure when it comes to the people who are managing the government in question. For example, one, how do these boys get information on how to go and vandalize a pipeline to be able to take some crude oil? Is it not government workers that are working there? How do these boys transport those stuffs into various places? Is it not the problem of police not being doing their duties? So what we're saying is this. In as much as you would want to do some certain thing, also know that there are other persons who have not indulged themselves into such things. You do something properly. You don't try as much as possible to be able to curtail a particular issue while you create more problems for people around. So in as much as I'm concerned, it is not a welcome development. Yet this is not the first time we have been hearing of shanties being demolished. How have you been able to push out people who, at the end of the day, have children there? Go and check what is going to happen there today. After I will get on radio, you'll see women that have 2-3 children crying.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, you come on air to begin to tell us we should clap hands for you. After you are the problems to these people. I think in a situation whereby we should always create our cautious and consciousness, order for us not to affect and make others to suffer some things that they deal with, that they had never had in mind of even going into. So all please, right. The local government chairman has not tried at all.
All right.
Try as much as possible to tell these aspects, help people out first before you begin to do demolition. Thank all you very much.
Thank you very much. Yeah, some people have argued that they have not been given ample time, that those that are residents in that area ample time to relocate prior to the demolition. Someone says government should scatter everything there. Those guys are evil. They do all kinds of bad things there. Alozie King from Omama says the demolition of shanties will not remedy the condition at all. We have failed to understand that the unlawful activities exhibited in these areas are done by individuals. I suggest that the government of the day should carry out meticulous investigation to fetch out those culpable than punish the innocent ones. Hello, Port Hackett. Good morning. 0817 923 0002 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0007, and the female caller line is 0817 923 0009. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809 030 6416. If you're around the Abonima Wharf area and you're listening to this conversation, please do well to call us and tell us what exactly is going on at the moment. Hello, Port Hackett. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I am happy to hear your topic this morning about the destruction of coal fire in Uganda. I want to draw attention to everybody in River State. I am from Niger Delta. By the grace of God, I am working. Now, when I look at the population of who are not working, I start to look at myself. I can only me protect myself. We are millions of people are not working. Then the question like that, we have 9 states of Niger Delta. The 9 states of Niger Delta, if only river states are not to protect, how about the other states that they are doing this so far and nothing happened? Because it's unless when the stakeholders of these 9 states sit down and discuss about how to stop this thing, how to look for employment for these people, that is the time we can have peace in Nigeria. But the truth is that even if somebody started a petrol station where people are living, can you see how they started a petrol station where people are living? And you can see the life of president and nobody is talking. Nobody is talking about that one. We are talking about coal fire. How about the petrol station that started where people are living and nobody is talking about? You only talk about coal fire where people are living, it's illegal. The petrol man, because of the one money, he started where people are living. And nobody's talking. Please, that doesn't notice. Four people are there living. Thank you very much, my sister.
All right, thank you very much. I'll try to connect with our correspondent, Emmanuel Madrabuchi, and let's hear from him firsthand what is happening at Abonima Wharf. Just stay tuned to us. All right, so we have our correspondent, Emmanuel Madrabuchi, on the line. Good morning to you, Emmanuel.
Good morning, Dennis.
Okay, so you're at Abonima Wharf as we speak.
Yes, at Abonima Wharf now.
Okay, so what's happening there?
Nothing really is happening. I think the team for the demolition, they are yet to arrive. But some of the residents are moving their things out of the place right now.
So some of the residents have already packed and they're leaving?
Yes.
Okay, so can you gauge the expression of the residents that are packing and leaving? Is it that they were not given prior information to vacate the environment?
Yeah, that was some of it. They were not being informed before demolition. They were not given notice for them to vacate the space.
Okay, so apart from people packing and the fact that the caterpillars are yet to arrive for the demolition to commence, nothing else is happening at Abonima Wharf as we speak?
Nothing else is happening.
Okay, then. Thank you very much. And we'll follow through with that story and to see what happens in the next couple of hours. Thank you so much, Emmanuel, for your time.
You're welcome.
Okay, so there you have it. Some individuals are already getting ready to leave the environment prior to when the demolition will start, and also lamenting the fact that they were not given prior information or adequate time to prepare to leave. That being said, there was a fire outbreak The culprits will be storage of illegally refined products in those shanties. Now, while we may want to point to the illegal products, we should also take into consideration the fact that we have people that are residents there that are not involved in any form of illegal refining or storage of illegal refining products. That being said, is this a right move at this time? Should these people be displaced because of the crimes of some other persons? Wouldn't it be a better option to rather fish out those that are actively involved in this crime as opposed to demolishing? Yes, people would say that that place is not a residential area. It was never meant to be a residential area. I did mention that sometime during the administration of the then governor of Rivers State, Governor Rotimi Chibuike Amaechi, he had asked all those people to leave. And if you had driven from town, the town axis down to Aizu Borough Park at a particular time, you would find these people with their properties, nowhere to go to. That was years ago. And it's so sad that after that long time, people have returned to that area and made it their residential home again. Now, properties worth millions of naira was lost due to a fire outbreak, and the best thing to do, or the best decision made by the chairman of FAUGA, is to demolish the shanties. Is it a good enough reason to demolish the shanties? We still have roughly 5 more minutes to take your calls and read your messages as it concerns this conversation. Numbers once again, 0817 923 0002 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0007, and the female caller line is 0817 923 0009. WhatsApp and Telegram number once again is 0809 030 6416. A WhatsApp message here reads, "City, first of all, that Abundant for Wealth environment is not meant for squatters, it is meant for business. And if the government says reports any illegal oil refining activity in your area, and you don't because the perpetrators are your brothers or friends, you should be ready to leave with them when the government says pack and go. Anyone living in a place illegally should, as a matter of priority, do everything within their power to avoid anything that will make the authorities make them a focal point." Harry, the eloquent broadcaster. Thank you, Harry. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Yes, my name is Frank. I'm calling from Port.
You're welcome. Go ahead, please.
Firstly, I want to know, is it the whole of Abanima Ward that was gutted with fire, or a particular section?
A particular section, of course. It can't be the whole of Abanima Ward.
Very good.
Mm.
So I am to believe that it is not every individual living around that area that is solely involved into this fire thing or in the road finding. Why don't the government fish out those involved in this illegal concrete stuff and leave other residents alone? I heard the local government chairman speaking this morning that the shanties and all that illegal refining and all that will burn down, will demolish, will do this. Now everybody has the right in government to demolish anywhere he wants or he likes, not considering the people that are living there, not towards the homeless and all that. Children, women, especially, not considering that. I don't even know how we put that in power. They think from the back of their pocket before they act. It's so unfortunate, honestly. It's so unfortunate. You push out the perpetrators of this illegal bunkering. Don't have three residents there. You misplace people, you scatter their goods, and I don't understand how we put this demon into power.
Well, sometimes when we say they don't sing, maybe they sing, but maybe they see things from only one perspective. Maybe they don't see things from other perspective as well. So we shouldn't just say, they don't think. They do. I believe that they think. And for them, yes, there's a fight against Bofaya in River State as we speak. The harm it's causing to our environment, it's a good fight. It's not anything out of place at all. It's not. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Simon calling from Apadu.
Welcome.
Yeah, I have heard the conversation so far.
And it's so disheartening that our government always creates a problem while trying to solve another problem. Yes, no responsible and sane person will be in support of illegal refining. And also, nobody is happy that that incident happened at Abolima Wharf. But are we saying that the best way of solving that problem is by, you know, asking poor people that probably are not part of this incident to leave the place without giving them ample time? Does it mean that the poor masses in Nigeria don't have respect? They are not human? I'm not against the government, you know, asking them to leave that place. But definitely is not a good thing. But one thing you must understand is that a person that is well-to-do will not want to leave in such a place. And also, leaving that place is not something that you can just ask somebody to leave within weeks. It is not possible. That human, they should put themselves in the shoes of these people. If they were in the shoes of these people, what would be their fate? In same times, government are supposed to provide an alternative residence for these people. Or at least provide some money that will at least give them something close to an alternative, residence before asking them to leave. They are human for crying out
loud. All right, thank you very much. Someone says the government have the right to do that, but it shouldn't be as a result of Oyi Bonkri. Hoodlums and hoodlumatic behaviors are carried out there. Thank you so much for being a part of this conversation.